The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, November 18th, and this is the Josina Anderson Insider Show. Josina, what's up?
Man, let me tell you, we're enjoying the warm weather for the time that it's here before, you know, the blizzards come. You know what? And I want to start you off with this. So I have this proposal. I want to see what you think about it.
Okay.
Because the NFL season is longer, and I'm going to tweet this after, you know, doing this with you. I want to propose the NFL siesta for like the media and for like
bye
in the
week. NFL media bye weeks. Yes, let's go.
I feel we need, because the NFL season is getting longer. I'm talking to my colleagues, even with myself, everybody is tired. The late October, early November, NFL Bears jumped on all of our backs. The season is that much longer. They're going to add another game eventually. I propose at least one, maybe 2 weeks of NFL siesta going into NFL Thanksgiving week. What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm here for it. All right, so let me ask you this. If you were given, let's say you're in charge of scheduling NFL siesta / NFL media bye week, and I understand that fans who, you know, have real jobs not covering the media are probably like rolling. I mean, understandably rolling your eyes. Like, look, I'm just saying I need a bye week. We're at the point of the season where my wife is asking me what Roger Goodell's mailing address is, so she can send him hate mail. Like she does this every year. I'm like, you know, why are you surprised? Like, I don't understand. Why are you surprised by the way this is unfolding? We've been married for 10 years. Like, you know, this is happening. How do you keep getting tricked by football? If you had the opportunity to schedule your bye week, like just Anderson's bye week in the NFL season, you can pick any week you want. Mm-hmm. What week are you selecting? Would it be before Thanksgiving?
I think it's this week. I think it's the week before the Thanksgiving week, because it's already less, you know, pressure, I think, NFL Thanksgiving.
And to be clear, does this mean that you get Thanksgiving week off? So, like, you get off from, like,
I usually work the Sunday after Thanksgiving and take Thanksgiving off, yes. But in general,
I'm saying for your bye week, you would get 7 days of your choosing at any point in the NFL season. You can take week one if you want. You can take it Christmas. You can take it Thanksgiving. You can do it whatever you want. You'd go Thanksgiving.
No. Christmas is too long. You need it sooner. I've been covering the NFL for 15 years. Trust me. I need it the week going into, and even the last week of Halloween, maybe. But I don't want to kind of, but here's the thing. You want to butt it up and actually try to extend it. So if you go Halloween week and then you have to come back and then go back, that's kind of herky jerky. So that's why I'm proposing the week before Thanksgiving. And I feel like when we have Combine, that I will propose this to the powers that be if I don't do it on Twitter sooner.
I like it. And because you know what? What is our Super Bowl LVI?
Valentine's Week.
Sunday, February 13th. Who do you think
it's even
you
later?
Are, Roger?
It's even later. That's what I'm saying. It's usually like February 3rd.
Do you know what he's done? Do you know what he's done to a nation of already miserable husbands and spouses and boyfriends who are terrible at Valentine's Day anyway?
Yes.
Now he's going to be hungover from watching the Super Bowl? What have you done, Roger?
And on top of missing Valentine's Day, you're going to come back exhausted.
Yeah. I'm not. You think I'm going to remember to get my wife anything for Valentine's Day to make the Super Bowl? No. I'm going to Walgreens on Monday morning.
Listen, you better have an extra special...
I might order flowers now just so I don't screw it up.
Exactly. Yes. God, and don't have no cheap ass carnations in there either.
Oh my God. You can't. I'll tell you what. You got to get hydrangeas, blue and white hydrangeas. That's my go-to. Yes.
Peonies, all of that.
You know what? I might even get her some clothes from the Cam Newton fashion line.
Oh my goodness. Definitely don't do that.
No, I'm kidding.
That was Airbnb for you. Okay.
I'll get her a little, I don't know. It was just a segue into Cam. It was a poorly timed segue. I, for one, am actually legitimately pumped up.
Oh, yes. You got what you wanted. Yes. Where's the cam? Yes, we got a dab.
A little bobblehead over here.
There you go.
That's right. He came back last week. Was that only last Thursday?
Yeah, I remember. Yes.
It was right before the show because I believe.
Yes, he did.
And we talked about it. How are things going? What is the buzz you're hearing about Cam fitting in from a schematic locker room standpoint? Because usually a beloved figure everywhere he's been, I can promise you the people in the state of North Carolina, the state of South Carolina are very excited about Cam's return. Has this sort of buoyed the locker room to believing they can make a run?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was talking to Robbie Anderson yesterday and the interview I did with him was very telling because like I can tell how much he was like really enthused about the a presence of Cam Newton, basically saying that this was a dream to him, that that Cam is already taking him under his wing, and basically saying that, you know, he already has a personal, you know, connection, that it's better for him because Cam is taller, makes it easier for him to catch the ball, and just saying that he brought an aura with his presence that was needed as far as a veteran leadership role that they didn't have. So I could tell, you know, one, it was complimentary to Cam, but I could also tell what he was saying about it, what he wasn't saying as well. But here's the thing, and that's fine. Listen, that's fine. I totally, Robbie and we always joke that we're cousins, but we're not cousins because we have the same, you know, last name.
Yeah.
But you have to look at, you know, this is a guy who's coming off of a career year last year, 1,069 yards. It earned him a 2-year, $29.5 million contract extension. And right now, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's like 23 for like 234 receiving yards.
Oh, he's having a rough season. They changed his role around a lot. It was weird. DJ Moore was doing the Robbie Anderson stuff last year, and Robbie Anderson was doing the DJ Moore stuff. But like he's happy.
You're Carolina, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, but he's like happy, I think, because he's playing for Matt Rhule, right? But the stats aren't there. He hasn't. I mean, he's dropped the ball. I mean,
no, he admitted that he was frustrated and said that he, you know, as far as wanting to get more involved in the offense, but he said as far as getting like a touchdown early in the game against the Cardinals, that it was a good thing. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey, as you know, you're down there. Great game. I think it was like 99 rush yards, 65 receives, something like that.
All CMC in play. Yeah, for sure.
Right. And then you got Cam bringing back that old energy. You got Ron Rivera coming back. You got the Carolina faithful, including you with the Carolina blue on right now with the t-shirt. All of y'all getting hype. Y'all gonna pop the collars, you know, when Ron Rivera comes in. So you tell me, this is your area. What kind of reception is Ron Rivera going to get?
People still like Ron Rivera down here. In fact, I think that they would, I don't know if they would take Ron back to fit definitely over Matt Rhule, but you know, I think that there's more stability with Ron Rivera than Matt Rhule and more known about him. Even if, you know, I think the upside to what Rhule could eventually do might be, I don't know if it's better than Ron Rivera is a very stabilizing presence. Mm-hmm. He's not going to take you over the top with his wild and crazy offense or anything, but he builds a great defense, hires great coordinators, is going to be involved in division races. And Panthers fans, it was sort of just time when he left. And so I think that Panthers fans are fine with how it played out. Like nobody has any animosity towards Ron. If anything, they will be excited to see him come back to Charlotte for the first time, but it will be completely over like any discussion of like they'll cheer really loudly for Ron Rivera. That place is going, the roof is going to blow off. Like there's no roof. The ceiling is the roof. If the ceiling were the roof, the ceiling and the roof would explode in Charlotte on Bank of America Stadium. That place is going to go nuts when Cam Newton comes out of the tunnel.
I know.
I was out at this like father son thing with a bunch of Panthers fans on last Sunday. We were watching it, and like I'm trying to work, and I got it on my phone on Red Zone. And I was like, oh, Cam's in. And a couple of people heard me. They all sprinted over to watch, to see it too. I mean, like it's going to be, that the energy is going to be pretty big in Carolina.
But this is what I found interesting from what you just said. You were like, but they probably would still be good with Matt Rhule because even though Ron Rivera is a stabilizing force. But what would you have said the same thing if David Tepper had not gotten Cam Newton? And you were still dealing with the Sam Darnold thing right now.
It's no.
Look how it's completely changed the narrative.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying last week too. Like all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, Tepper has really screwed this up. He can't figure out the quarterback. The franchise is a disaster. They're going to trade 10 picks for Watson this offseason. We have no offensive line. We owe Darnold $19 million. What are we going to give out, like Brian Burns for Watson too or something like that? And then all of a sudden they sign Cam Newton for $4.5 million. It's like, all right, you know what? We don't care about anything. Thanks for bringing Cam back.
Don't even remember that you got the bag going to Darnold. This man is basically been benched, going out with $18 million, and you're paying like 900 quarterbacks.
It's crazy, but they don't care because Cam's back. And I'm that's just how it is. I need to elevate my Cam bobblehead here.
Oh, he's getting a higher place. Yeah, okay. That's
right. You see, he can go right next to the Philip Rivers.
Wait, move him to the right a little bit more. You're covering him with your shoulder. Yeah, give that. There you go. There you go. Let the dab show. Come on.
I don't know why I have a Philip Rivers bazooka rookie card up there either. I mean, I know why, but yes, we need the dab up there for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Look, I think Cam is energized this team to the point that you saw the effort they gave against Arizona, because Carolina looked dead in the water the last few weeks. Now McCaffrey comes back, Cam comes back, ton of energy from that Panthers team. Do you think there's a chance? Because I've been asked this a bunch over the last week. Do you think there's a chance that Cam is with the Panthers beyond the 2021 season?
There's absolutely a chance if he can not only keep them in playoff contention, but also, you know, take them through the postseason. Right now, they're seventh in the NFC. They're 5-5. They're clinging to the last spot. There are three teams behind them, I think a half game back at 4-5. So they not only is this like a really, kind of storybook, game, but they really actually need to finish it. It's not about the beginning. They actually need to finish it and win, because I believe it's the Vikings. I know it's the Falcons, and I'm forgetting, the other team that is in there at 4-5 that, they need to stay
Saints,
ahead of.
I got it right here.
I think you're right. It's the Saints.
The Saints are 5-4. I mean, the Panthers are right on the Saints, honestly. And I mean,
no. Yeah. So what's the third team that's 4-5? It's
San Francisco.
The Vikings, San Francisco, and Atlanta. The 49ers. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Falcons.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, and I don't think that this, I have a lot of money tied up in the Buccaneers winning the division. So I shouldn't be floating this out into the ether at the risk of, it coming true. But the Panthers aren't dead for the division. The Bucs are 6-3. Carolina's 5-5. They play the Bucs twice. I don't think it's happening. Don't get me wrong. But weirder things have happened. And that's just sort of the energy that Cam Newton brings to this franchise. It's just
well, different. Speaking of the Bucks, because I know I got a text. I haven't even been able to tweet it out, but the whole thing is, Antonio Brown has been out.
This information is vital for my personal fantasy team. So let's read said text.
Fire away. So who is this? He's been out, and then he put on Instagram, fireworks soon. So it was asking, some folks about this, and someone tweeted a text back to me and said, we'll see, he's got a long way to go. So, obviously, when OBJ was available, Bruce Arians came out and said, we don't need OBJ because we have Antonio Brown. At that point, Antonio Brown, I believe, was still in a walking boot, still obviously missing his presence. I do believe that they play on Monday, I think, of this week. I think they're the Monday night game. So we'll see. There's still some time if he, can potentially come back. But right now, those words weren't the best, even if he does play, as to, what he'd be able to do if he does play.
Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown trending in the wrong direction. But, I mean, you have to think the Buccaneers will find a way to get it done on Monday night against the Giants. Maybe.
The football players, like you and I, will. They don't use Icy Hot to get their stuff ready. They do some other stuff. So still not gonna. I don't know. It's Thursday, Monday. They still got whatever. I'm not gonna, talk about what they do. But they do what they do.
They don't take Tylenol. They don't stretch and take Tylenol. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features, like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating, so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You had a tweet out there talking about 1-year deals in sort of, it's been a weird for the last 2 years, really, because the salary cap has changed because of COVID. Teams have been less, outside of the Patriots, have been less aggressive at just throwing money at players in free agency. Do you think that there's any sort of culmination maybe coming where we're coming out of the pandemic in theory, or at least financially for the NFL teams. There are a lot of free agents out there. There's money to spend. Maybe there's a new Sunday ticket deal done, so the pockets are a little more lined. Is there a chance we see a burgeoning free agent, or are we going to see another rash of 1-year deals in free agency?
We're going to see another rash of a whole bunch of 1-year deals. I mean, you will have your upper echelon elite, top crust players who will, see the bag. But listen, they'd probably mind it, but I don't mind it as an insider because it's just because you're recycling the same players, again, to be able to report on them again, whether it's Deshaun, whether it's OBJ, whether it's all these, players that are taking 1-year deals. And what are they going to do? Are they going to stay? Are they going to go? Are they retiring? What happened? So it makes it exciting. But I know it's not exciting for the players who want some longevity, because you are already talking about, your middle name becoming Will be, Airbnb Brinson with, and imagine, at least you're coming back to the same home. These players are changing, homes and cities and, babies and lives and all these other things. So when you contrast what you were talking about compared to that, that's a lot more transitioning going on. You know what I mean? But to answer your question, yes, I do see that. And as far as how the pandemic impacts it, I think, as we saw that the NFL was kind of adjusting the protocols coming out of the holidays based on the anticipation that, families and players will be together a lot more. So I would like to see, what happens after we kind of round the bend from Thanksgiving and Christmas with regards to, just how many positives we're seeing, because I did put a tweet out as well saying that I think that we are seeing too many breakthrough cases in the NFL. Like last week, the Browns running backs room was basically almost wiped out.
Yeah, crazy.
Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. It's like, and I almost feel like there's almost like a numbness to it now, as opposed to last year where every week was like, we were reacting every time. Now we see it. And I feel like, but I almost feel like there's a little bit too much nonchalance. And part of that, I feel like, Will, comes from the fact that the testing on vaccinated players is too far apart. It needs to be, it needs to be closer. And though they made the adjustment, it was originally 2 weeks coming into the season. And I tweeted about it, and others said some things about it, and they brought it down to 1 week. But I still think that it needs to be closer. I understand that they're trying to embed the incentive for being vaccinated, but that still doesn't negate the science of being able to contract it vaccinated. So the incentive should not remove the logic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And that's going to make, we saw it, you know, vaccinated players more likely to get, you know, I mean, it, look, the, you know, teams can say whatever they want to say publicly, but the reality is, if teams felt like it gave them an advantage to add player X versus player Y for any reason, mm-hmm. they're going to do it. That's the business of football. So there's some good names out there in free agency or pending free agents. Now, of course, mm-hmm. franchise tags come into play and all that, but you know, we've seen, you know, a guy like Brandon Scherff for Washington football team has been tagged mm-hmm. a bunch, should hit the market. Devontae Adams mm-hmm. who has not been tagged, but would be an interesting test case. Like Devontae Adams, do we think the Packers try and make something happen before they get to the Aaron Rodgers?
It doesn't matter because Aaron Rodgers and Devontae are completely in lockstep. You remember when Aaron was out, you know, for those
Dream Team stuff.
Devontae was also missing at the same time. Those two are in lockstep. And so there wouldn't be nothing happening that the two of them already wouldn't be discussing. So there will be no Packers front office throwing the blanket over either of their eyes with respect to how they each impact one another.
Yeah. So, I mean, would the Packers be willing to royally piss off Devontae Adams by franchise tagging him if he won't sign? I mean, I would guess yes, right? I mean, most NFL teams aren't afraid to do that. They're not going to let Devontae Adams just walk away because Aaron Rodgers is gone, are they?
Well, even before that, you know, if that is happening in the discussions, you know, player and agent, after they, you know, sit up there and let it sit, are going to let a team know how they feel about it, one, and two, how they'll respond to it, right? So that will be Devontae Adams' opportunity to let the Packers front office know if this is going to be problematic to the point of missing, you know, significant practice and or games as a result of this, particularly if it happens with Aaron Rodgers not there. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, but for all you know, Will, you and I will be talking next year next year, and Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Saints. I mean, you know.
I mean, he could be the quarterback of the Saints, the Broncos, maybe the Panthers. Who knows?
It, right. And does Devontae want to stay there with Jordan Love? You know what I'm saying? So, and I think now you're seeing players even more beyond just what you were asking me about the prevalence of the 1-year deals is the increase in players speaking up that much more about their situations. Players that typically you wouldn't thought of would have kind of been in that personality years ago with what we saw with Russell Wilson or what have you, ready to flex up on it. And even going back to that, Will, just a couple of days ago, we just saw Jarvis Landry start to speak up a little bit at his Thanksgiving drive saying, you know, well, we try to, you know, we're doing our, Baker Mayfield has to get healthy, you know, alluding to the adjustments that they're making to the balls. You know, I think he didn't say this, but I think what he was trying to say is because Baker is not healthy, it's impacting the balls. I think that's what sure. he was, that's how my interpretation of it.
Trying to be polite about like, yes. hey, like Case yes. Keenum needs to play until Baker's healthy.
So right. whatever, or just noting the change as yeah. a result of him not being healthy. And then on top of that, throwing in there that he doesn't know why he's not getting the balls. So, you know hey, what I'm saying?
I yeah. understand. Well, let's, that's a good segue yeah. from Baker and Jarvis to a potential Rams free agent in Odell Beckham. And then also Von Miller.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Both, so much I to mean, talk like, about.
What kind
yes.
of market do we see for those two guys? I mean, it might entirely depend on how they perform down the stretch. If the Rams, stop losing football games, Von had put on some moves. He had a sick spin move against Trent. Oh no, he had a sick power move against Trent Williams. He had a sick spin move over on the left side of the line, or I guess the right side of the line technically, and looked generally awesome. Even though he didn't have, you know, he wasn't like strip sacking Jimmy G or anything, and of course they lost. Odell Beckham had the early miscommunication. What are we calling it? Maybe right?
Well, even the Mannings said on the Manning cast, and this is per their feelings, that Stafford should never have thrown that ball into double coverage. Yeah. So, I mean, based on what he was seeing, let alone the fact that I appreciate the attempt and what they were trying to do to make it pop early, get him involved early. So obviously if that had worked, that would have lit everything on fire. It just, you know, it shouldn't have been a ball that was thrown. And oh, by the way, just touching that really quickly, Matthew Stafford all night just looked like his heart rate was pumping really high and he wasn't managing it within his head. And those balls were just sailing high, high, so that was what I was seeing. But going back to what you were saying about OBJ, a couple of things I want to say, just kind of going back to that, because this literally happened like right after we got off, you know, and we talked last Thursday. It was just so interesting because we had just come off and I just sat down to like, you know, distribute some of the stuff even on my own show. And then this stuff comes across and, you know, the conversation was that he was going to wait and what have you. And meanwhile, while you're getting ready for your hits and things like that, you know, players, as I was saying, getting convincing calls, players are calling, you know what I'm saying? Trying to convince him to come and, you know, and Jalen Ramsey holding up the phone or the FaceTime, you know, and all the receivers saying, yes, come and all that. So that was taking place. And then now the report comes out, you know, that he's signing there. And then I'm on the phone with him and he's telling me he's still on the fence. He doesn't know all this other stuff. And then it was still going. And even while certain things were coming out that he was still saying that, but it was already out. And then LeBron comes and says, welcome this and all that other stuff. And so it was very interesting. I won't go into every detail because obviously not everything is for public consumption, but he's there now. He's happy he's there. Obviously, you know,
I mean, I know you're like, I'm not going to go into everything, and I'm immediately going to ask you like not to go into everything, but it did feel like the Rams maybe thought, or like the Rams thought.
Oh, no question. No, let me be very unequivocal here. No question. That part I do not care about. No question, it was early. I was I was on the phone, so I know. There's no question, it was early. Nothing.
The Rams thought it was done before Odell thought it was done.
First of all, obviously, take my word. I was on the phone with them. I'm tweeting on the phone. Obviously, I'm on the phone. But on top of that, the Rams took it down.
Probably some social media or like website managers like, oh my God, I just cost this OBJ and I'm going to get fired. Oh my God. Oh my God. That Snead's going to come down here and stare at me with those devastatingly handsome eyes, and he's gonna punch me in the face and fire me.
But what was always funny to me is when the reports start coming about, see, we told you did it. Let me just explain something really quickly. Free agency for people out there is about the player's decision. This is not a trade where the decision is on the team. So until you hear 1,000% from the player, that's where it rests. There's no other way to go to 100% be sure. That's it.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, he doesn't get to pick. I mean, he does get to pick. Excuse me. Doesn't get to pick. Right.
Yes. Exactly. Right. It's not Snead saying, oh, it's done. No, not necessarily. Because if you remember, that happened with Jadeveon Clowney a couple years ago, where it was like, oh, Tennessee Titans. And then for like the next 12 hours, the Ravens and the Saints were trying to do everything that they could. And it stalled for like 12 hours after that. So you got to make sure you have that 100%. But yes.
It's never done until it's done. Is Odell fitting in well, though?
Our conversations, whatever, with what I would share is that definitely wholeheartedly confident in his decision. I feel even from what I saw on TV in the highlights afterwards, because I did fall asleep, during the game.
Late. It was late.
Yeah, it was late. But just from covering him since he's with the Giants, and I saw after the game how he walked on the field and, you know, was giving everybody hugs, and not that that is like strange or anything, but particularly so because I thought it was just even more demonstrating of what was his true spirit, which is what he said after the game, like didn't go the way he wanted to go, but ready to get back into work and start acclimating. And that is truly how he feels. Like he doesn't stress over that stuff, like in comparison to his earlier days, he really doesn't. So that is a real sentiment. He's not like, you know, putting on.
I love it. Those are, I mean, my adopted Rams. I want Odell to come in and have an impact and Stafford to blow up and
make Will, that defense, yo. I mean, I don't know what was happening. I mean,
it did not show up.
I was like,
49ers just brought their A game too. Like,
yo, D'Amico Ryans had those dudes ready to play. Yes, what's my man's name? Because I learned more about him in watching the 49ers. I think it's Al-Shaair Aziz or something like that. I'm sorry, I'm saying the name wrong. But what he was playing, he came out there with his alpha style, ready to throw some wood down, and I was so impressed with
Al-Shaair.
I love that name, Al-Shaair. Yeah. It just sounds like you come in, you know, in, with your presence. I love that. You know what I'm saying? I love that.
Announcing yourself with
with your name, you know. And I just noticed that D'Amico had those boys playing, but I just felt like the middle, I was so surprised. I even tweeted about it, how they were just running through like water. And I was like, these boys have to get back to the tackling, the angles.
Rams had too much of their own. Too much of their own press and free agency, right? And trading.
Yeah, we've got to get off a little bit of the Hollywood atmosphere. That's right. Yeah,
too much Hollywood.
And get back to the blue collar.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Christina.
You gotta go.
No. I mean, you're 100% right. They gotta get back to do what you do. Play some defense. Yes. Excellent stuff as always.
Yes.
You can see Josina if you're listening. We're watching on YouTube. I forgot to plug YouTube for the first time in 100 years, but you can watch us both on CBS Sports HQ this afternoon, and I'm sure tomorrow as well. Josina, thanks. Talk soon.
There you go. Talk soon. All right.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must-listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.